There's the smell of incense in the air as about 50 to 60 people gathered here in the parking lot of the small apartment complex off Old Concord Road. Many of the people here are standing, some are sitting on a fallen tree, and all are holding candles or a stick of incense. On a nearby curb, there's a row of tea lights that signifies the place where the fatal shots took Keith Scott's life a year ago, prompting days of volatile protest here in Charlotte and taking the life of a young protester, a 26-year-old man named Justin Carr. Hanging on a fence just behind the curb is a sign that reads, "Keith Scott and Justin Carr should be alive today." In Charlotte, I'm Nick Della Canale.